Live from the Gregory Ritz & Associates Wealth Management Studios, this is News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Hey there, how you doing? This is Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. Welcome to The Money Show. I'm your co-host, James Parker. Jumping right into it. Gregory's here. If you have a financial situation, 504-260-0995. But something important happened on Saturday's show, and Dwayne Stein joined us. We're all getting together for a very good cause. You got to know about it, because we're tired of seeing our neighbors over there in Southwest Louisiana get all beat up while we escaped all the mayhem that was the meteorological disaster of 2020. Back-to-back hurricanes, 6 weeks apart, and we're going to do something about it. So here is, it's just a quick segment from Saturday's show where we tell you how you can help. All right, joining us now is Dwayne Stein of Mortgage Gumbo. You can hear him on our flagship affiliate before and after our show on Saturdays. His website, mortgagegumbo.com. And the reason we're bringing him in here is because we're tired of looking at the news and seeing our neighbors suffering over there in Southwest Louisiana. And it's bad enough that they already got hit by Laura just 6 weeks ago, but another one just ran over them. And we don't want to sit by and just feel bad for them anymore. We want to do something about it. Dwayne Stein is stepping up and taking the lead on this. And the Gumbo Nation is having a supply drive. Southwest Louisiana needs your help. And Gumbo Nation is going to deliver relief supplies on October 20th. Here's where you come in, the relief supplies. That's where they're going to come from. Now, I was listening to Mortgage Gumbo this morning, and Dwayne Stein's joining us now, by the way. Thanks for stopping by, Dwayne.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And it was pretty cool. You're like, I don't know how we're going to get it there. I just have a feeling people are going to step up and do the right thing. And I mean, before you finish the sentence almost, a guy calls in and he says, look, I got a trucking company over here in Gramercy. Yeah. We've got like 17 rigs. I'll fill one up. I'll give a whole 53-foot trailer. And if you need more than one truck, let me know. We'll get it over there. And so in 2 weeks, you're going to be sending, or I guess it's more like 10 days, you're going to be sending what we hope is a full rig of supplies that are donated from listeners of both your show, our show, and anyone else who wants to get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank y'all so much for allowing me to just take a second and kind of discuss this. And yeah, that was Freeze Arts Trucking. You got to, you know, I can't not give them a shout out. And this cause that for folks in our area, we've been through the Katrinas. We know what it's like, you know, this feeling. And to have them in Southwest Louisiana, like you said, 43 days later, get Laura. And can you imagine the blue roofs? Now what happens? Those just got ripped off again. Now they're starting all over again, 40-something days later. So I don't know what's worse, the fact that for Katrina you couldn't start for months, or getting started, some kind of relief, and then it's pulling a Band-Aid right back off when you think the scab's healed. So I just can't sit back. And going back now for the 8-plus years I've been on air with y'all, Gregory taught me a long time ago that giving back is important. And Gregory, through all his events, I learned a long time ago. And this year, because of COVID, I'm not going to be able to handle have the events that I normally do, the Help a Hound, the Toys for Tots event. So I just couldn't sit back and watch the folks in South Louisiana. I just can't do it. Seeing how they are just getting hammered. And I linked up with one of my marketing agencies, and I just said, we've got to do something to help these folks out. And you got to hear it. And I've had somebody reach out to me and say they've got a connection with the Cajun Navy. So we've got a lot of good things that already is going to happen. So we're setting up drop-off sites, local drop-off sites for supplies. And initially it was, hey, let's get hygiene items, cleaning supplies, tarps. Well, I was thinking I'm going to have to take my truck with my face on it and just make a bunch of trips. I hope to make a bunch. Now that we've had Freeze Arch Trucking, now we could start taking on non-perishable goods, right? Water, those things. And what I want to make clear is I'm not hooking up with any of these gigantic organizations out there. I'm hooking up with the folks that are personally there, the sheriff office, stuff like that, that we could find out to get these directly into the locals' hands. Right? Not through some gigantic company who it's got to go through them and all that. So we're not collecting money. We're not setting up GoFundMe accounts and all that. We are going to give supplies that they can immediately use to just offer some sort of relief.
All right. On mortgagegumbo.com, you have a page set up for this, and it says, please, no food, water, or clothing, as we cannot transport. Is that still accurate?
No. And that's going to be changed. We'll have that changed right away on Monday.
What was that for?
Well, because I didn't have I was thinking I'm doing this in my truck, right? Or going to have to rent a little something. So I'm like, we're not going to have the ability to do that. So Nana Freeze Trucking stepped up. Hey, we're kind of reinventing the wheel as we go here, which, you know, like y'all taught me, hey, nothing beats live radio. Look, you got a company like that steps up that says you could have 1, 10, 15 trucks. Guess what? Hey, I'm going to try to take them up on that and see how many we could fill up. And I know your listeners, the Gumbo Nation, we're going to be able to do this. And, you know, and it's just a simple thing. Hey, Gumbo Nation gives, and we're going to do our best to just try to help out as much as we can and just have some sort of impact for them.
Well, we're going to add a tagline to that Winning at Life Nation gives too. And I've got a giant blue tarp sitting in my warehouse, so I'm going to get that over to you. And some other roofing supplies and stuff that I have on hand, I'm going to get that to you. And I've probably got some other things that people need and people are in need right now.
Man, Gregory, thank you so much. And like I said earlier, I mean, you know, when I started radio, you took me under your wing. And thankfully for you, who's done so much charitable things, I learned from you and I absorbed. And I just want to use my airwaves, and we're not holding guns to anybody's head or anything like that. We know 2020 it hasn't been exactly the grandest of all years for some folks, but just anything that you could do is all we're asking for.
Yeah, I hear you. And we all in this community feel their pain because we know, and that's why we want to help them get through this. It's just 2020 just brings something out. So if it's going to bring it on. We'll deal with it because 2021's around the corner.
Hey, we're in the fourth quarter, and that's not like a football metaphor. We're literally in the fourth quarter of 2020. Don't forget the pets, though. Pet food.
No, absolutely. That's a huge thing. Pet supplies is listed on there. Cleaning supplies, hygiene, those things. And now, fortunately, we're going to be able to add water. We're going to be able to add non-perishable items. The only thing we're asking that I've been kind of taught on this is just make sure that it's packaged. It can't be open. This isn't a food drive where, hey, bring some cans of that old Spam that's been in there that has a never ending date on it. We want packaged food that's closed off so we can just deliver it in mass.
If you're in the Biloxi Gulfport area and you want to volunteer your business to be a drop off point, let us know. If you're in the Baton Rouge area and you would like to volunteer your business to be a drop-off point, let us know. And we'll go pick it up. We'll make sure we get it. So we already have drop-off locations in the North Shore, St. Bernard, South Shore. You have one on the West Bank.
And this is the beauty of your audience. I just had somebody from Lafourche reach out and go, hey, listen, you can use my business over in Lafourche. So this thing I think is going to be gigantic. And listen, if it takes us 2 weeks and several trucks, we're going to deliver it as we fill this thing up, and then we're going to get there. So it's not like, hey, 1 o'clock on this date, it's going to be done, but we want to give them, I wanted to do it in a couple weeks. That way next week, you kind of wake up from the abyss and figure out what's going on. And we want to be there for them when they ready to rock and roll and get back at it.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right. We're going to do something about this, Gregory. We're not just going to sit by and feel bad for them. We're going to fill up a truck.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about it throughout this week and help fill up a couple trucks.
Well, talk about how bad the lumber costs have been. You were telling me, what have they doubled or tripled at this point for board
feet? Well, I know board feet has doubled this year. So this is like horrible time to need ply boards for your roof because there's a lot of houses with roof damage. It's not only shingles have blown off, but boards get pulled up and blown off and then trees falling. And some of these problems, because I experienced this back during Katrina's, you know, so much wind and stuff flying through the air keeps hitting your roof. And you think, well, it's fine. But you could just see a pattern where a certain part of your structure just keeps getting hit with debris. And next thing you know, you've got a hole because at the speed rate that debris is blowing around, and this area has not only had it once, but another really strong hurricane came in. It's created damage and needing 2x4s. Ply boards are of huge need right now, and it's going to be expensive 2 to 3 times the norm.
All right. So if you want to help, you can call Gregory's office, go to his website. If you want to look for the drop-off locations, they're at mortgagegumbo.com, but don't get too excited about that. Sounds like he's got to add a few more to the list there. That's not the comprehensive list that's there right now. So look, you can always call Gregory's office, 504-832-9200.
And like me, if you've got a big blue tarp sitting in your garage or storage, pull it out. It's time to pass it forward.
All right, we're back live now. That was the info as we were getting it on Saturday, and things are happening. There's been some more drop-off sites. We'll have details as the week rolls along there. But it's pulling out in 10 days. There's going to be a big old diesel that's going from southeast Louisiana to southwest Louisiana. And there's already been connections on who's going to help disperse the goods when they get there. And I talked to Dwayne this afternoon. So all systems go, Gregory.
Yeah, I'm excited about the help, and I have stuff to pass forward, as I had said in that clip. So, and probably going to add some more to it. Just two hurricanes in a row. I can't imagine.
And I don't want to say it's sad or it's not fair or trying to hack up the victim status here, but it's gotten surprisingly little attention from the national media. You know, if there's an earthquake in Indonesia or Haiti, I get it. That people died, and that's probably a little bit worse, but there could be some sort of reports on it nationally. It just came and went.
You know, it's 2020 once again. Of course, there's COVID and an election. And everybody's blaming each other about what else went wrong and the economy and stuff. And then we've had a record number of hurricanes make landfall this year. So a lot of pain to go around.
Well, it feels good to do something about it. So if you want to be a part of that, there's your invitation. That's all it takes.
Income planning. What are we doing with assets once we retire? We grow the assets through our working life, setting aside money. What's the key to accumulating that wealth? It's the set aside of what you're making. The core to creating wealth and retirement is your job. It's not the magic you're doing. You're not taking and investing a few tens of thousands of dollars, and next thing you know, gosh, I got $2 million. It doesn't work that way. It takes time and it takes contributions to do that. So what is the key? It's you having an income from a job that allows you to set aside money over a long period of time. James, you got a couple million dollars set aside?
Oh, I certainly don't have that.
Okay. Well, you would if you'd have set $2 million aside. Think about it that way. That's kind of the point. So otherwise, you're taking time for it to compound. But what's the real key? It's your occupation, your income making, and creating a margin so you can set aside money. And then at some point, you got to do this really difficult thing. You've got to take distributions without depleting the assets over the remainder of your life. For some people, it's 10 years. Some, it's 20. Some, it's 30. Some, it's going to be longer. That's the real difficult part.
Yeah, in layman's terms, I'd describe income planning as how do you turn this big chunk of money into a monthly check? And I mean check metaphorical, because does anybody get a paper check in the mail? It's like, oh, I got to go deposit this thing now or do it with my phone. No, the monthly deposits, though, it's the same effect as your paycheck. So that's how I like to put it in layman's terms.
And you've got to manage it. You know, the qualified money, you have to keep in mind what you need. And then you have to deal with required minimum distributions at age 72, which probably... And I see this a lot, where they're going to be taking more money than they think they're going to need because of RMDs. Now, they don't have to spend it. They can set it aside, but they are going to pay taxes on that. So that could have a back-end effect that they may not like. And another impact on the back end of life is we don't know what things are going to cost 20 years from now, 30 years from now. More importantly, so on health care. Do you want to go out in the lifestyle you're accustomed to? What is that going to cost? Do you know? So the way I look at assets is to make sure we have extra. And I know the intent, I had a number of discussions recently. Oh, yeah, we want to make sure we leave on this money. Okay, you need to be flexible on that because you don't know how much you're going to need on the back end for health care. When there's two of you, you're helping each other. One of the family members, patriarchs of the family, one of them's going to move on before the other. So the other is probably going to need to spend more money, and we just don't know how much help they're going to need.
It's funny that you bring this up because I saw a Motley Fool article, and the headline just cracked me up a little bit. It said, four good ways to go broke in retirement. Good ways. That's funny that you're using a positive adjective here on something that's clearly negative, but the number one way out of four good ways people go broke in retirement, the number one way is withdrawing too much, too fast from your retirement account. And it has the double effect. Number one, you know, you're taking money out of that pile. You know, of course that depletes it, but it also reduces the return you're going to get on that money. And it's sort of a reverse compounding interest, sort of a compounding depletion, or there's not really a clever mathematical term for that.
Reverse dollar cost averaging.
Yeah, right.
Volatility and taking money out. And then I need an extra. I need an extra $10K, or we want to go on this trip. Oh, I've got to replace the roof. You know, you start hitting those accounts, you know, and what you have is an income goal. And the way I look at it, honestly, from an income plan, you know, and I've done income planning for over 30 years. I don't know how many I've done, but it's quite a few. And I could say, you know, I've probably done better than 1,000. I'll say it, you know, sometimes I catch myself saying thousands, you know, I haven't counted, but I know it's well over 1,000. And we constantly work with those and update them. And we can, you know, every month we're doing more income plans. So it probably is thousands. But with that said, you've got to think about what amount of income you're taking from the assets. You've got to look at Social Security and or pension, which Social Security is your government pension, by the way, because that's what they referred to it in the early days as a government pension. And look at what percentage you're taking from assets and understand the effect of RMDs later, but are you being aggressive? I'd like you to be less than 4, but some cases people are at 5. And I'll tell you this, 4% will stress your assets, meaning it's probably on the back end going to cause some spend down on that. But then if you start grabbing an extra 10K here or 5%, so now you are moving over that 4% and impacting that.
It seems like if you go super conservative and you draw less than what it grows, then you kind of build in a raise going through retirement, and where you're going to get a slight little, it's not a cost of living increase as much as, well, you left some more money in there, so you have more of a return next year. And you see a whole lot of people being able to pull that off. Your money's still growing while you're drawing off of it.
Well, it's something to be monitored, but you should realistically, if you're taking 4%, and especially if you're going to hit it here and there, and yeah, gosh, I need more money, or the kids need this, you are going to impact it on the back end. And that's okay. We're not necessarily trying to leave you with all your money on the back end, but be realistic about it. Don't expect it to stay intact. But what we don't want to do is run out of payments before we die. And that's really what we're getting at. And you could say, well, when am I going broke, Gregory? Well, you know, I'd prefer that to be out, say, if we had to find a point, age 110, you go broke. Okay. I think we're all good in that case, if that happened that way. But do you want to say, you know, I think I'll be good going broke at 90. I don't know if I'd want to risk that.
No, because if you're one of these people who lives to 101, those last 11 years are going to be pretty miserable.
Yeah.
Well, they pulled up an old rule of thumb here in this Motley Fool article we hadn't seen in a while. To make sure you have the right mix of investments, subtract your age from 110. I remember we reported on that like 6-7 years ago. Hadn't heard in a while, but let's bring it up here. So if you're 70 years old, your portfolio should have, for example, 40% in stocks. You know, 110 minus 70, 40. That's how much of your money should be in stocks. That seems...
That is very aggressive.
Yeah, it seems a little risky, a little ambitious.
Oh, it is. Now, if you go back pre the last 20 years and look at that, you might be okay because we just didn't have volatility. But when you add volatility in, that is not going to fly.
It doesn't say anything about how you get that 40% in stocks either. It just says 40% in stocks. Thought that's the little loose cannon there. Doesn't sound like it fits in well with the invest 50-50 strategy.
No.
I'm looking for the invest term ETF. 50,
the invest 50-50 would have you holding less in actual stocks.
And they would be probably in ETFs, if I remember my doors
exchange
correctly.
Exchange traded funds. Number one is stock ETFs.
And that's crazy because they even have another section here. Number three is keeping an eye on your investment fees. And they don't mention ETFs anywhere in this whole article. I thought that was a big miss.
How old's that article?
This article goes back to today, October 12th, 2020. So, yeah, and the very last thing on number four, this is kind of a tough one because it comes up on the show quite a bit. The number four thing that can, out of four good ways to go broke in retirement, not having a plan for health care or long-term care. And if you think that, hey, I'm going to be covered by Medicare, right? Medicare does have its limits. It doesn't cover everything. There is copays. There is still cost. There's a limit to long-term care. How many days can you stay in the hospital under Medicare these days? It's not as thorough and all-encompassing as many people think. And when you get caught in one of those gaps, that will deplete your assets. Brad and Hammond, you're on Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. What can we do for you, Brad?
Hi, thank you for taking my call, Gregory and James. I have a question concerning a 401k distribution. It's my understanding that depending on your circumstance, they may possibly waive the 10% penalty if you're under 59 and a half and you take a distribution from your 401k. My question is, what, if anything, do you have to provide to the IRS? Because they're certainly going to want to know why you weren't charged that 10% penalty.
Yeah, we were talking about this the other day at some length. And is more caution where people just say, oh, yeah, I can take money out pre-59 and not be penalized. But I would be prepared to answer for that. Did you have COVID? Somebody in your family have COVID? Did you lose your job or out of work for a period of time for COVID so that you get that workaround?
Okay, my wife was out. She was furloughed for quite some time during the height of the pandemic. And so that was the reason for my question. Also being that she doesn't have a plan, but I do, does it make a difference since she was the one who was furloughed? Could I take a distribution to make up for what we lost in her income?
Now, Brad, yeah, I think that works for the household. Now, okay. Are you still working there?
Yes, I still work at my current job, yes.
Okay. In essence, you have opportunity to take up to $100,000 out, and they're going to give you a good bit of time to pay that money back. So I don't know that that's an issue for you, except you're making that because of COVID, getting that ability to pay that back into the plan. IRAs give you the ability to take money out without the 10% penalty. Mm-hmm. And not necessarily pay it back, but spread the paying out of the taxes as well on that. The 401k is probably going to be more about putting that money back over time in that case.
I had spoken with my rep from Fidelity, and he explained to me that I would need to get with a tax provider, to find out what the tax consequence would be. But he did say, just for hypotheticals, if I took $30,000, I could show $10,000 on my current year taxes, $10,000 the following year, and $10,000 the following year. But I'm more concerned about the 10% penalty and what the IRS would require of me to prove that, we had a situation there where my wife was furloughed from her job.
Yes. Let me ask you that. What is your age as well, by the way, Brad?
I'm 48.
Okay, 48. All right. I always think of the age 55 exception is why I always ask about that well.
Yes.
But I tell you what, if you tune in tomorrow evening, I'll tell you what, we'll be prepared to in the first segment, we're actually going to go over these rules and all of them and what you're having to do and prepare for, whether it's IRAs, 401k specifically. And I think that will help you a lot if you'll tune in with us tomorrow evening.
Well, thank you very much, and I'll certainly tune in tomorrow evening.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Brad. Yeah, that's a tough one because some of these callers, we say, well, do you have a doctor's note if you had COVID? Yeah, but she didn't actually have it.
You know, where we've talked about this so much this year, actually, we have. But it's actually been a little while. Like, we've gotten lax. But people are still struggling and having to make decisions on what they're doing at this point. So we're gonna review it again tomorrow evening.
Chase and Lou Ling, you're on Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Chase?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. The main reason why I'm calling, you know, I don't have a financial advisor, and I haven't been investing really long. It, just about 3 years ago, I started up a 401k, and I just want to see y'all's opinion. Where do y'all think I am? If I'm in a good spot, a bad spot, an okay spot? I'm 30 years old. I have two rent homes, and on these two rent homes, both of them are valued at about $150,000 a piece. I owe roughly $98,000 between the two homes, and my current home that I live in is valued at about $200,000, and I owe about $122,000, and I have $50,000 in a 401k. And I just want y'all's opinion. Where do y'all think I'm at in life? Is it a good spot, a bad spot?
What is your age, Chase?
I'm 30 years old. I made 30 years old. August of this year.
And so you've got two rental houses. You're renting them for what, about $1,000 a month each?
I'm getting $850 for both.
Okay, for each of them, $850, right?
Yes, sir. For each, yes.
Okay, so $1,700 a month. In that case, they're worth about $150K. So how much time's left on the mortgages?
I have them for 50. I have 30 years left between the both mortgages.
Okay. So, and you're age 30, so at age 60, you have two pieces of real estate that's going to be giving you income. And it should be more income than you're getting now. But is that enough income to cover those mortgage payments and expenses at this time?
Yes, sir. Yeah. One rental pays both the mortgages, and I'm left with about $200.
Okay. Well, I tell you where you're at. You're at a starting point. You've got 30 more years or so to get this right, but you've got a great foundation where you do have a plan that can come into place down the road. We talked about this with the caller earlier in the show. I'm going to touch on it right now because it's out there and everybody's not going to be able to get back, but we're also going to talk more about this on the front end of tomorrow night's show. He was calling about the 10% penalty, and the 10% additional tax on early distributions does not apply to coronavirus-related distributions. Plan loan limits may be increased to $100,000 with an extra year to repay for qualified individuals. The special rules are available for plan loans made to qualified individuals. The loans from a qualified plan to a qualified individual on or after March 27th of 2020 and before September 23rd of 2020 may be made up to the lesser of $100,000 rather than the regular $50,000 minus loans you have outstanding or 100% of your non-forfeitable account balance or accrued benefit. So you could go up to 100% of that account if it's under $100,000. Amounts in IRAs are eligible for coronavirus-related distributions, but you may not take loans from your IRA. So for both new and existing loans, plans can also suspend loan repayments due between March 27th 2020 and December 31st, 2020 for up to 1 year. Although typically, at least those repayments originally scheduled for 2021 must resume in January of 2021. Now let's go into the weeds a little bit more here and then we'll pick back up tomorrow. Expanded loan distribution under the CARES Act are optional in an employer-sponsored retirement plan. So what this is telling us, an employer is permitted to choose whether and to what extent to amend its plan to provide for expanded coronavirus-related distributions and or loans that satisfies the provisions of the CARES Act. For example, an employer may choose to provide for a coronavirus-related distributions, but choose not to change its plan loan provisions or loan repayment schedules. So even if your employer does not identify your distribution as a coronavirus related, you may treat it as such on your federal income tax return if it meets, once again, if it meets the requirements to be a coronavirus related distribution. That's a lot, but we'll talk more about it and maybe break it down a little bit.
Yeah, because I have some questions, but they're tiny little nuance, like what sort of paperwork would you need to prove your situation? And I can kind of guess, but I don't want to guess. I want to get it all pretty. We'll try and do this first segment of tomorrow's show.
Yep.
Is that what we're looking at?
Yep. We'll just come right out the gate. We'll say, hey, this is Winning at Life. Let's get started. That's what we'll do.
Okay.
Maybe a little bit more.
All right. So I don't want to do much from the Amy Coney Barrett hearings because I watched as much as I could, and there wasn't hardly anything fiscal in there. There was just a real 2020 moment where the vice presidential nominee for the Democrat ticket, Kamala Harris, it was her turn to give her statements, and she was via Zoom, and there was a weird feedback loop, and it just felt really 2020, so I think it would feel better for all of us because we've been going through all these weird Zoom meetings. I haven't had technical issues like this, though. This is just so awkward to watch.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I believe Senator Harris...
Can you hear me?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
We hear you.
Mr. Chairman, this hearing has brought together more than 50 people.
Had an additional
inside a room for hours.
There's a feedback.
Yes.
Just wait just one second. We don't see you.
Of course. You don't see me.
One, congratulations on being on the ticket. I hadn't told you that.
There was another professor that was to introduce her, and they could never get a connection, and that happened after the justice nominee spoke.
All right, so 42 seconds of awkward. Can you hear me? Can we see me? Can we hear me before we even get started?
Can you hear me now?
They were trying to do the little side-by-side shot where you have Amy Coney Barrett on one side of the screen and Kamala Harris on the other side of the screen, but her video wasn't popping up, and then the audio had that weird feedback loop. And I just thought, man, this y'all couldn't have checked this before the show. That's what I saw. And it was a very 2020 moment, I thought. Hey, so super duper quick call here. Social Security spousal credits. Can we review this one? I wanted to do this on Saturday's show. We kind of ran out of time.
Okay.
Eric in Slidell, you're on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, Eric?
Hi. My wife is, she's been on the spousal benefit for about a year. When she turned 66, we turned on a spousal benefit for her. This year in November, she turned 67, and we want to turn on the full benefit. Should we do it in November, or should we wait until January of the following year?
What is her FRA?
She's 66.
Okay. Why do you... If you wait, each month you wait, she is getting some credits for... In increasing that benefit, and that would be recalculated in and reset the January after she turns it on if she waits beyond January to do so. I don't know, honestly, why you would wait. If she's FRA, when she turns FRA, turn it on. And what you're talking about is turning on her work record to get 100% of that, right?
Correct.
Yeah, instead of 50% a year. So obviously turning hers on would create a larger benefit. Unless you have a reason to defer for it to increase, there is no reason.
Well, that's the only reason. The increase by waiting till January of the next year, which is only 2 months away, the increase is negligible. Is that right?
Right, it is. You're just getting it. It's 8% annualized simple interest, but it's credited each month that you wait. So if you do wait, you get a couple months credit, but it's not much.
So if I wait 2 months, I'll get an extra $4.
Yeah.
Something piddly like that, yeah.
There.
All right. right, great. Well, that's what I need to know. Thank you, guys. Awesome. Y'all do a great job.
Thank you, Eric. You're so nice. All right.
And look, here is the other part of the rules I need to get in there real quickly. They're expecting you, because if she was turning it on now, and I don't know that he will get credits for waiting, honestly, because what they want you to do, what basically the law requires, is you notify them that she's FRA and she switches to the work record. Because if she was turning it on now, she's got to switch to whichever is larger.
All right, we're back live now. So that was a big thank you to Eric and Slidell for sharing his situation. If you got a Social Security question like that, 504-260-0995. How many Social Security plans do you think you put together? Thousands? Are we into the probably over 2,000 with that?
Well, you know, it's a part of income planning. So we have discussions on that even more so than actual plans put together, because I'm always getting the questions. We get them on the show. We get them in the office. I'm helping the advisors with them. And yeah, it's a tremendous amount. Enjoy it. I'm glad I can be that almanac for Social Security.
Is there any Social Security cut-asides or whatever because of the coronavirus here? The only thing I can think of is the option to defer some of your payroll tax credits. But if anybody's wondering up there if 2020's changed your Social Security benefit, I think the answer to that's no. Right? Well, I'll be so glad we're done with this year so we stop worrying about all the little cut-asides and whatever.
Well, there's not much left. I think we're, 3 weeks away? Tomorrow's 3 weeks away from an election.
Good.
Kind of should put a big stamp and end on what's going on. We hope that, you know, it's done and it's settled. Who's going to be the next president? Move on. And then Congress, if it's going to reshape any, that is done. And when we get there, we've got less than 60 days left in 2020. We'll be rid of 2020. That's kind of exciting.
Good. No one's going to miss it. All right, I want to remind you about the
Nobody's going to want to talk about it for a while.
No. I want to remind you about the Ask Gregory podcast. When you got some time to kill, I don't know if you're waiting in a line. I don't know if maybe you're mowing the lawn, if you're on a road trip. Check out the Ask Gregory podcast. That's where we take little segments of the show, segregate them out by topics, specific topics, and you can just listen to them whenever you have a chance. That's on the Winning It Life app, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podomatic, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, Pocket Cast, Castro, CastBox. If you need a financial advisor, GregoryRicks.com or call his office, 504-832-9200. I'm James Parker. We're Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks.
Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC. AE Wealth Management, Gregory Ricks & Associates, W.J. Blanchard Law, LLC, J. Heath & Company, and Mortgage Gumbo are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Annuities are insurance contracts designed for retirement or other long-term needs. They provide guarantees of principal and credited interest subject to surrender charges. Annuity guarantees and protections are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurer. Roth conversion is a taxable event and may have several tax-related consequences. Be sure to consult with a qualified tax advisor before making any decisions regarding your IRA. Hypothetical examples have been provided for illustrative purposes only. It does not represent a real-life scenario and should not be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Gregory Ricks & Associates is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute legal or tax advice. Our firm is not affiliated or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Gregory Ricks & Associates. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.